Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Being smart with your money is more than just knowing how to pay off debt and save for retirement. Being smart with your money is about taking inventory of your entire life, every single aspect of you, and then bringing that in alignment with the version of the life you want to live. And yes, it's totally doable.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Gain. It will expand your brain.
Hey, it's Shauna here with some really exciting news. You can now listen to our entire back catalog completely ad-free, exclusively on Stitcher Premium. Check out all your favorite episodes of Millennial Money, like How to Finally Master the Art of Budgeting. In addition to the Millennial Money archive, you can also listen to every new episode ad-free, as well as tons of other ad-free Wondery shows with hundreds of hours of original content, audio documentaries, and exclusive bonus episodes from some of your favorite podcasts. You can sign up now for a free month of Stitcher Premium by going to stitcherpremium.com/Wondery and using the promo code Wondery. Then once you're signed up, you just download the Stitcher app for iOS or Android and start listening. That's stitcherpremium.com/Wondery and promo code Wondery. Well-being is this word we throw out a lot lately, but what does it really mean to be well and to seek wellness in your life? So many people think the word wellness, it just means you're going to have to pay more for a product or an experience.
But while that is sometimes true, not going to lie to you, your well-being is also a critical component to your financial success and certainly to your health. I mean, have you ever thought about how listening to music just calms your soul and melts away your stress? I can turn on music and escape almost any bad situation, even with just having one ear that I can hear with. Listening to music is such an escape for me. What about being somebody who loves to go out for walks, for just like a calming walk around your neighborhood or park? All of these things and so many more play into your well-being, which then translates to your financial well-being. There is a direct connection. So our podcast guest today, Yogesh, is the CEO and co-founder of a company called Avibra. It's a super innovative new app that is really flipping the idea of life insurance on its side and instead focusing on how longevity plus mortality, yes, it's not necessarily the most fun topic to talk about, but it is super important to think about, but how longevity and mortality can come together and actually create a unique value to current and next generation customers. So it's super original idea I have not seen done before, where it is really focusing on people who make $100,000 and less, at least right now, needing to have some sort of insurance component, life insurance component, and a really unique way about using well-being to achieve that. But first, let's talk about life insurance in general, because it can leave us all with a really nasty taste in our mouth. And how can we change the bad rap that life insurance has? So Yogesh, I'm so excited to have you on the podcast today. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. I think it's really a great opportunity to present Avibra on what we are doing and how we're going to change the coming generation.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great mission. I'd love to start out with just a question in general, because the idea of traditional life insurance, it's gotten such a bad rap, and so many people feel some sort of really strong negative vibe when somebody talks about life insurance. Why do you think that is? Like, why do you think life insurance has gotten such a bad rap?
Yeah, I think the couple of things with life insurance, it's a 300 year plus old product, and the product has not been changed. There are so much thing around us has been changed, but the product itself has not been changed. So that's the first thing. So what the experience and the expectation of the product, what you're getting is of 300 plus year old, you know?
Right.
So you can imagine if someone gives you a car, which is a 100-year-old car, and tells you to drive now, I'm pretty sure no one will buy that car, right? So it's the same thing. So it's the same thing with an insurance also. So that's why, and a second is, there has been a lot of innovation that has happened in fintech, banking industry, but insurance, I think, is just picking up. And that is the second reason where people have not seen the full impact of innovation in the insurance industry. And hopefully, like in coming decades, people will see that happening, and slowly that will also change the mindset. And third, it's a mortality product, right?
Right.
People don't want to think about death, right? And of course, you get so much benefit. I mean, of course, you have to die to take that benefit, right? Compared to like auto insurance or health insurance, where you pay a premium and you get some tangible benefit during your lifetime, and you know the value of it, right? Some insurance are very mandatory, like auto and home insurance, you know, and even health. So those are the factors which contributes, and I think we live in a world where everything has been drastically changed. That when you think of any antiquated product, specifically the Gen Z and the millennial generation, right, where they would like to see the experience, frictionless experience, they would like to see a product which improves their life, you know, something which is tangible where they can touch, they can feel it, and they can see a value or the impact it brings to their life. So I think those are the things which sort of, if you add up all these factors, that's one of the reasons why life insurance is not picked up. Rather, if you see the year-over-year sales of life insurance in general, it's declining.
Right.
So that's again not a good thing, you know, for the industry.
Yeah, those are great points. So with that being said, you know, how can somebody see life insurance and really see it as a value and integrate it into their budget? How can they make that maybe mental shift where seeing it as part of their financial plan?
Yeah, that's why we took a very different approach. And I think I was the former managing director at New York Life and been there for almost 9 years. And I've seen every aspect of the business, whether it's life insurance, annuities, investment. One of the things which motivated me is, why even sell life insurance? You know, why not we sell something which is very unique, very different, and which has a real value to someone's life. And definitely you can make insurance as part of it. And I think that's the approach which we took. And that's how Avibra was born. If you look at the motto of our company is live a vibrant life. So Avibra came from that, a vibrant life, you know.
Right.
So it's so basically the approach which we took is, if I come and tell you, I'm not going to sell you life insurance, rather I'm going to sell you a life assurance, you know. I'm not a mortality underwriter, rather I am a longevity advisor. So the value proposition shifts very drastically, because now you're not in the business of selling insurance, you're in the business of selling a service which improves a person's life. And that is, I think that there is a tangible benefit now, because now you can see the value that, okay, I'm going to improve your life, which spans across your five well-being. If you look at our logo of our company, there are five leaves, which are basically each leaf represents some aspects of your life, which is career well-being, social well-being, community well-being, physical well-being, and financial well-being. So these are the five areas which we want to focus on, where we want to improve at a very sort of a general level, sort of educate you around the importance of all these five pillars of your life. And as part of that, what we did is we integrated life insurance. And the way we integrated is, I can tell that life insurance takes a back seat and life assurance takes a front seat. And as you live a good life, instead of incentivizing you with the points, we incentivize with the life insurance coverage, which is a very small, basic life insurance coverage. For instance, you download the app. We have introduced a Netflix, or I would say Spotify-like subscription model, which comes with a freemium version.
Sure.
In a freemium version, what it would allow you to do is basically, as soon as you become a member of our app or download the app, then automatically you can start earning a life insurance coverage through your good habits. So what you're doing is, our focus is around improving your day-to-day sort of good habits, and you can convert those good habits into a life insurance coverage. So if you basically ask anyone what is life insurance, it's a legacy of an individual well-lived life. So why not focus on the well-lived aspect instead of on the life insurance aspect? So as you focus on that aspect, automatically you start giving so many benefits, and then life insurance becomes an additional, I would say, a perk or a complimentary perk that comes along with it. But you're not paying for life insurance, you're paying a subscription service for all these benefits, and one of them is life insurance. So that's the approach which we have taken, and how we want to sort of, I would say, reinvent the value proposition.
Interesting. So how then would, like, let's say somebody has life insurance benefit through work, or maybe they have their own small individual policy. How would Avibra work in coordination with that? Would this just be them, based off your model, then earning some more small coverage on top of what they already have?
Yes, that's right. And but also keep in mind, if you look at our U.S. household, almost, I would say, 40 to 50% are uninsured. So that's the
right.
First thing. The second is you could offer, what we are offering right now as part of the freemium model is it's more of an educational exercise. So either I could educate you by spending money through advertisement, or I could say that, okay, why don't you take this as a first of all, it's not like people are getting free over here, right? They are earning it through their good habits.
Right.
So the way the app works is, you download the app. There are two ways you can earn coverage. One is through in-app activities. We have invested a ton of money, time, and effort in creating content like meditation, quizzes, educational video. When you take each of those activities, imagine instead of getting a point, you get $100 over here, $200 over here. So your coverage keeps on increasing. So that's the one way you can earn your sort of a coverage. The second way is we have built a very nice, sophisticated, which we call as a data analytic foundation. And there is a little bit of machine learning over here also, which allows, specifically, this is very geared for the younger demographic who are used to connecting their variables like Fitbit, Apple Health, Google Fit, or it could be your credit card statement, right? Which people connect using some of the apps like Acorns or Digit. So once you do connect your credit card statements, let's say, and variables, on a weekly basis, we see what are the positive behavior you follow. For example, in a credit card statement, there are so many positive things we can derive. One is, let's say if you're paying your credit card balance on time, it's a really good behavior because we want you to pay your, because it goes towards improving your financial well-being. And we want you to continue paying that, right?
Sure.
So we reward you $500 for that in your life insurance account. So imagine your coverage keeps on increasing on a weekly basis. So you start with $5,000 immediate coverage. The good thing about the coverage which we are offering as an educational exercise is there is no medical underwriting. It's a guaranteed coverage. It's non-discriminatory. Everyone gets it. And it's a term insurance. I think right now we have an age restriction of 18 to 38, but we're going to slowly expand that to 18 to 55 and then 18 to 65. So basically the goal is you download the app, you get a base coverage. On a weekly basis, we see what are the positive behavior you follow, and we educate you and we highlight you. So it could be paying your credit card balance on time, listening to Spotify. Now, you would say, why would Spotify has an impact? I would say Spotify has a tremendous impact, specifically when you're listening to music, on your overall physical well-being in terms of reducing your stress. Third could be, let's say, if you play a golf, you could easily come to know that you play a golf through your credit card statements. So there are a lot of, I would say, that's our proprietary, a model which we have created, where we can figure out all the good habits you follow just through your credit card statements. And we highlight you, and for every habit, you get a $500 to $1,000 bump. And the max you can earn through a Vibra in the freemium model is 50,000 coverage. So basically, what you have done is you have encashed your positive habits into a coverage for your loved ones. And I think that's the beauty of this app, is basically it just helps you to do that.
Interesting. So like how long would it take the average person then to get up to that 50,000?
Yeah, you can easily get that in, I would say, 3 to 4 months. You can sort of, based on the number of activities you do. So I think that's what the time, but again, not everyone can do all the behaviors, right?
Right, right.
So you may do only 3 behaviors, but let's say if a person is hitting all the right chords, then you can easily build that in 3 months. Or it would take, if you follow the in-app activities, it may take you 6 months. But once you build that coverage, your coverage remains active, that 50,000, as long as you exhibit one positive behavior in a month. That's all you need to do to maintain that coverage. And that coverage is active till 55 and the 65 age group. So this is an add-on benefit in addition to whatever the group insurance, I would say the work benefits you get, or even the individual policy you may buy, right? So it's a more of a, I would say, second is there are a lot of people who are also not eligible for life insurance because of the underwriting model.
Yes.
And so this is a nice add-on for them too.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited. And it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. That's monarchmoney.com/etm for your extended 30-day free trial. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/etm and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/etm and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
We'll jump back into the episode after an Ask Shauna that comes from Pam. And Pam says, "Hi, Shauna. Thanks for taking time to answer my question. I'm in my early 30s and I'm thinking about making the switch from full-time to self-employed. I've tested my market and I'm pretty sure I've got a good idea and that I can get clients. Would love to tell you my idea, but I'm keeping it a secret for a bit longer. Anyway, I'm curious, how much money would you suggest I have saved as a backup to ease my transition? Is there a specific number or any guidance you can give? By the way, I totally appreciate your podcast and love all your entrepreneurial stories. I feel like you don't just preach, you have also walked the walk. Thanks so much. Really appreciate it." Well, first off, Pam, thanks for the compliment. Just trying to be honest and share what I know about being an entrepreneur since it has been my entire career except a really brief stint. And it's a really brief, probably 3 or 4 year stint that I worked for a company. And I tell people now that I am allergic to fluorescent lights, which of course I'm not allergic to fluorescent lights, but I just don't like the idea of sitting in an office and being in one place. My brain is all over the place and I like having lots of projects. So that's what works for me, doesn't work for everybody. So I think it's really important first for you to figure out, A, if you're the type of person that can handle the entrepreneur life, because it's not easy. There are a lot of pluses. Sure, I get to travel whenever I want, and I can go to doctor's appointments, and I can take a nap if I need to. And there are lots of reasons why it's great. I mean, for me, I love the unlimited income potential that I can literally make as much money as I try to make. It doesn't always work out that way, but there are downsides, of course, too. I'm responsible for my own retirement and gotta pay taxes, gotta keep track of all my business expenses, constantly fighting for opportunities. There are a lot of things that I fail at, or a lot of things where I'm up for a big project and the company says no. I mean, there's a lot that you have to be able to stomach, and it's not for everyone. But if it is for you, I think it's a great opportunity to really change things up for yourself. So I'm a big fan of saying, look, if there is some way that you can save up 9 to 12 months of your must-pay expenses before you quit your job, that's going to put you in a really good scenario, because understand that the first year in business will likely be a loss. Not always, but most of the time, you're adjusting to the new expenses. Maybe you go a little crazy with spending extra money or taking time off, things like that. But usually the first year, maybe even the first couple of years, can be a little bit rocky. So having 9 to 12 months worth of expenses saved, it just gives you a place to not relax, but to feel a little bit like you can handle the ups and downs that come with the first year, because you have enough money to cover those expenses. Of course, the closer you get to the end of that time period is really when you need to figure out, is this working or is this not working? Another thing, I always put my work savings in a high yield savings account, something like a Marcus or an Ally account. Make sure that you're earning interest on that money, even if it feels like a small amount of money. It's more money than you had if you just put it in your bank account or you put it in your bank savings account that is not paying you any interest. Another idea is to use a program like FreshBooks. That's what I use, or QuickBooks is also great to manage your expenses. So you're really going to want to stay up on not only your personal expenses, but your business expenses. And I found that business expenses, particularly in the first couple years, that's where things can get a little wonky. So you really want to make sure you stay on top of that. You're looking at those each week so you can manage, okay, I think I'm going to get this much money this month against this is the amount of expenses I'm going to have. Lastly, I would just say, be nimble. Be able to switch up your idea if it isn't resonating with your customers. And so many people get stuck in like, this is my idea. This is what I want to do with my business. I am not changing. But a lot of times the customers are saying, we don't want that variation. We want this variation. And so you really need to be nimble and flexible and be able to change things up. That's certainly something that's been very advantageous to me in my career is I've had to shift a lot different times or for different projects. And so just being able to do that, I think, is going to be a really big asset for you. I want to mention one more thing as well. I watched a great course on Creative Live. I don't know if you guys are fans of Creative Live, but they have some really awesome online classes. And I watched one called Build a Standout Business. It was incredible. It was really amazing, helped refine ideal clients, refine your messaging, refining your branding, create a business plan, all that good stuff. It was only $79. And seriously, I think this course was at least worth $1,000. That's what I would have paid. So if you're looking for something to really brush up, make sure your business plan is super solid, I would highly suggest it. I'll put a link in the show notes as well so you can click on over. I get absolutely nothing for recommending this course except I just recently went through it and I was so blown away with how amazing it is. So long story short, Pam, I think just focusing on saving as much money as you can because you don't know, even though you think you have a good idea and you think you have customers, until you actually have those customers and they're actually paying you money, everything is just in theory.
Do you have strong feelings? I sure do. My name is Sarah Wachter-Betcher, and I'm here with my best friend, Catella Du.
Hey, y'all.
We're the hosts of Strong Feelings, a podcast about work, feminism, and friendship.
Every week, we talk about the stuff that really matters, like unfucking your work life or taking better care of your brain and body than just swigging wine and smearing on another face mask.
Wait, I can still do that sometimes though, right?
Totally, but you have to invite me.
Okay, deal. We will also be talking about all the ways we're confronting our own bullshit, like how we're unlearning body shame or breaking out of the comfort of white feminism.
And you'll hear intimate conversations with authors, artists, activists, and entrepreneurs. We'll ask them why they do what they do and what happens when it gets hard.
So check out Strong Feelings, your weekly dose of fun feminist real talk with the best friends you didn't know you were missing. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts or check us out at strongfeelings.co because life's too short to bottle things up.
It's interesting because I think it really taps into the competitive nature you could have with yourself and just the ownership that you would have over something like this. So it flips life insurance from being this tedious, expense that you're spending your money on to something where you can actively each day positively influence the balance in your life insurance, which is a really interesting concept.
No, that's right. That's why I told you we're not in the business of selling life insurance. Rather, what we have done is we've taken this one level up in terms of our basic membership, which is our first paid membership model. In the basic membership, what we do is we give you a complete financial well-being as well as a physical well-being tools, which includes you can do a retirement planning. You can do your lifestyle changes at a very basic level. And it also comes with the human touch, which could be in a form of a financial coach or it could be in form of a health coach, where through a chat mechanism, you can ask them questions about, could be anything about your life, right? Most of the time, people do need some advice at any point in their life. So that's our basic membership. And it's meant for masses because what if you see today, right? Most of the average American don't get access to all these benefits. And when I say average American means anyone earning less than 100K. So that's what our demographic is we made it very low cost. It's a very low touch model. What I say is it's $3.99, which we are experimenting with and see whether it sort of resonates with people or not. So, but with that, you get all this. Now we, by providing this membership, we sort of stay true to our mission of improving your well-being. We're not offering insurance over here, right? We are offering a financial well-being and a physical well-being tool. But definitely insurance could be a nice add-on to this, maybe in future, which we could think of. Is we have done a small experiment on the insurance aspect. Since we have so much data access, we can literally create a product which can sense real-time risk to your life. And based on that, your coverage can go up and down. So, wow. For instance, we know that if you're, since it's an app, we know that you're taking a travel in subway, you know, or you're taking a Lyft ride, or you're vacationing, or you're taking an air travel. I think the risk to your life is very high, regardless of how good physical shape you are, right? So, but there is a risk to your life. So at that moment of time, we can pretty much give you some sort of a bump in your sort of a coverage, so that kind of gives you an additional protection, you know. And so I think those are the unique innovation which we can try, and then that kind of opens up a lot of opportunity on the insurance front. But that is all part of an experiment right now. But I think the initial focus is around financial and physical well-being, and that's what we're experimenting as part of the basic membership.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's so exciting for me. And I'd love to get your take. I recently read a New York Times article. They were talking about how traditional insurance companies are experimenting with using social media data actually to help underwrite policies, verify claims, things like that. Do you think more companies that underwrite some sort of risk are going to move that way in the future, like using social media or lifestyle habits or things like that by tracking them as a way to justify rating or how much coverage they get or something like that?
First of all, social media, you have to keep in mind the reason why insurer company may sort of tap into social media is not to give you a coverage, rather to deny you the coverage. Because they want to see whether it's a risk to their balance sheet or not, right?
Exactly.
I think that's one of the additional data points. And I think because life insurance is a very, if you look at the life insurance contract, right, compared to the payout, you may be paying, let's say, $30 or $40 a month, but the payout is $1 million policy, example, right? So I think I think you have to understand from a carrier perspective, they have to employ a right risk mechanism to make sure that they can protect the other policyholder. Because even one bad apple, let's say, who really want to game the system, can pretty much bring down the entire business, right? Hmm. So that's one of the reasons why additional data points may help you. But I think, as I told you, right now we are not. If you look at the insurance which we have embedded, if people are looking for $1 million policy, we are right now we are not at that stage. You know,
right.
I think rather our innovation on the insurance is very different compared to what others are offering. Rather, what we are saying is that there has to be some basic coverage which people can earn through their good habits. And then there could be an evolution of insurance, which where people are not buying insurance. Rather, they're saying that, okay, take this premium and just give me some protection when you see the risk. And that protection could be some bump in their coverage, you know. And then there is a third sort of an audience where you really need a life insurance because you may have a house, you may have kids, you really need to buy a term life insurance in that case. So we're not offering the term life insurance. Eventually, we may think of, right? But I think we are experimenting on these two products, which we think there is a right set of audience, specifically the younger generation, who may have a much better appetite. And I would say a much better appreciation, because the way we are offering it is in a very different way, which resonates with most of the people, since people are used to the Netflix and Uber and other sort of technology. So you have to offer something which resonates with that kind of a tech stack.
Yes, exactly. Right. It's a familiar language for a lot of people. And I'd love to talk just a little bit about your background. You shared with me a powerful money lesson that you learned from growing up in what you said, a very poor family in India. I'd love for you to share with the listeners your sort of take of what you said on being happy in that circumstance and what you've learned since, that sort of money lesson that came out of growing up in that family.
Oh, that's so. I was born and brought up in India. I came with a very, very poor family. So we've grown up in a very extreme poverty scenario. Honestly, I don't even have a formal education. At a very young age, I started working, and fortunately, I was very passionate about computer at that time. So in '97, I was at like around maybe 17 or 18 years old. a lot of companies were not even giving me a job. So what I did is that I started applying for startup company because it was a dot-com era in the US as well as in India too. So they started sort of hiring me, you know. So that was like a great break because I learned everything on the job. We're like really surrounded by smart people. And so what happened is I came to the US at the age of 23 because I have earned so much tremendous experience working with so many startups that one of the startups companies sent me over here. And as you know, when I came over here, it was a great opportunity to work with a lot of Fortune 100 companies, which include JP Morgan, Lehman Brothers, and then New York Life, and eventually becoming a managing director of New York Life. So, and also I wrote a book, which is being used by a couple of US universities. So one of the things which I learned is when I was poor, I think when we were poor, because keep in mind, humans, I think, when you're poor and when you're brought up in that environment, you think that is the life. And that's why you thoroughly enjoy it. You know, you have not experienced the polar side of it, or you've not experienced the other aspect of it. Now, when I came to US, I've seen that we live in a world of abundance, right? We have so much good, great things over here. You pick up a cheese, there are 10 different types of cheese. You pick up a milk, there are 20 different types of milk over here. So I think you live in a world of abundance. Now, when you live in this world, now you come to know, oh, the world I've been living in is so different, right? So this is what this is the brighter side of it. So I think the lessons learned over here is I still have connected to my roots, because at the end of the day, I think we live in a world where everything is temporary, right, including the money. And the impact you bring to the society through your talent and through your passion, I think that is the greatest legacy you can carry. I think that's what I'm trying to do over here, because when I look at least in our country right now, around 100 plus millions people are uninsured, right? So people, it's not like people don't want to buy life insurance. You go in GoFundMe.com.
Right.
You will see the largest ask in that site is for memorial donation. And that is for 5,000, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000, right? And people can easily buy life insurance, right? Because it's not like they won't die through sickness. The death can come anytime in any form. And I think so. So I think by creating, that's why one of the unique thing about our business model is, of course, it's a business model. It's not a nonprofit organization, but it has a very tremendous social impact, because the reason why it has a tremendous social impact is we are giving an opportunity for people not only to improve their life, but during that process, they are building up a sort of a life insurance asset as an incentive. And technically, that asset remains intact as long as they are exhibiting a positive lifestyle. So that's why I think this whole business model, the whole life insurance aspect, is very close to my heart, because it has a tremendous opportunity to lift someone. Because specifically in case of financial distress, right, when you need money and when your loved ones are not around, I think that's the true purpose of life insurance. So.
Wow, what a powerful story for sure. And it's always really interesting to see how that then incorporates into what you've created, that you've taken elements of your past and what you've seen and brought that into the business model of Vibra and what you've created. I think that's always a great place, because that can really help people connect with you and connect with the business model in a different way. You know, they see it a little bit differently. So I think that is, it's such a great story to be able to share. So thank you for that, for sure.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. I think I'm pretty sure that it's a very unique thing which we have created. So definitely, as it reaches to the masses and as people start appreciating it, people will definitely see a value of it.
Yeah, I'd love if you could leave listeners with maybe one takeaway about well-being benefits and how they should focus on thinking about their financial plan from all of those different elements that you talked about, all of those different five spheres, and how all of those kind of play together to your overall financial health. Like what sort of takeaway or tip would you want to leave listeners with?
Yeah, and I think I feel all are interconnected, right? Because if you see, even if you are, let's say financially, you have achieved that well-being aspect, but if you're not physically sort of achieved that, then pretty much it creates an imbalance. So it's, I would say it's 20% of everything, right? And that's how you create 100% of that well-being, what people want to aspire. Of course, you may not achieve 100%, but at least even if you hit 10, 10 or 15% in each one of those aspects, definitely it creates a very balanced life. For one, I would say the top one is physical. Regardless of what you are, I think you really need to be in a good mental and spiritual sort of aspect of it. So the physical well-being is the important one. And then comes the financial well-being for us. So, and then, of course, the career well-being. So I think that's what we are trying to package also. So it's what we call as in startup is a product market fit, because in hopefully next few months we'll get a better idea. Are we missing anything in this financial well-being and physical well-being which we are offering to an individual? So, as I told you, it's more of an experiment right now, but definitely our goal is to give something which is a sort of a balanced approach, not too high, not too low, but something in the middle, I would say, because you cannot expect everything to come from us, right? So definitely we'll try to give you a financial well-being tool with a financial coach who can guide you. Even we may not have an answer, but at least you always have someone to reach out if you have any questions. So, and same with the health side, where we will give you the basic well-being, physical well-being tool with a health coach, a human coach to whom you can reach out if you have any sort of questions. So.
I love that. Well, this has been so fantastic, Yogesh. Tell the listeners where they can go to check out more about Avibra.
Yeah, it's avibra.com. You can download the app both from Google Play Store as well as Apple App Store. Right now, there is an 18 to 38 is what we have been testing out. But starting May 1st, we're going to expand this to 18 to 55. So that's a very wide demographic. So do download the tool, even if you don't fit in that age group. And within 2 weeks, you will be up and running. So yes, that's the source. And if you want to check out our website, which has all the details I talked about, it's avibra.com.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Remember to subscribe to the podcast. It's absolutely free, and you'll make sure you never miss an episode of Millennial Money. You can also listen to all our episodes on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, and Pandora.